Blog Talk Radio.
Unfortunately, I've dealt with people who has false perceptions of me. Perhaps it's a little bit of ignorance and being people's lack of awareness, as well as more so than that, than just being open-minded to people of diversity. I guess I feel personally that I'm more typical like other people. I do not feel that I act different than other people too much. I'm pretty similar to a lot of people. I have my own quirks about me, but just like anybody. But with other people, I learned that their lack of awareness or education and department of dealing with people who in their perception or how they feel that are unique, that they make false allegations about their mental health and so on. I'm no exception. In fact, it has happened quite often. People see the way I act, you know, like I'm, you know, and the way I come across to people. I really don't care personally. I'm not on this planet to live up to other people's opinions of me, because that's not how to live. I had to live the way I want. As long as I ain't bothering nobody, I ain't committing no crime, as long as I'm not doing anything wrong, then it doesn't matter. Personally, we'll continue to live the way I want and do the best I can. I had a very difficult life and too many limitations. But when someone falsely accused me of being schizophrenic, I realized how ignorant they really are. It is defamation because it's false. Their false perception of my health. I mean, if it's an expert, a psychological expert, they got MFT or society or background psychology, then all I can say is that they should not be going around calling me a diagnosis if I haven't seen them. I say everything pretty much truthfully. I mean, because I know what schizophrenia is. I did study a little bit myself. Schizophrenia is when you believe things that are not true. You continue to believe it despite the contrary. I believe it had perhaps had to do with my complaints offline and online about allegations related to trespassing, voyeurism, or blah, 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 or peeping Tom stuff. Now, this is what I'm going to say. I hope this is the last time I can say this, because I've written this and I've talked about it so many times because of allegations made by people in my building, etc., or whatever. I do not have any evidence of voyeurism or peeping Tom. I have said that consistently. Every time I talked about it online or if I complained about it, it came from someone who's saying these things nearby me. That's why. Okay, I probably shouldn't repeat it, so maybe that's the reason, but I don't care because I'm aware, you know, there's nothing inside of the, you know, the wall or whatever. But, but living here, and what I've heard, how could some of the people outside are crazy, the homeless or whatever, the neighbors with the gossip, who knows? I put a question mark. But I'm not going to say something that isn't true. It's not in my head. It's a fact. So I will say, so you can say that, no, there's no evidence. So you can say there's no peeping Tom, but it might be because of these allegations, because they perpetual allegations. But I don't want to repeat it no more. And I realize I repeated it too much. But I'm very much aware of reality. Reality, or the really real, is the truth. What is the truth is what you see in front of you, you know, or what you hear directly. But unfortunately, false perceptions, or perceptions in general, have nothing to do with reality. Have to do with someone's opinion. People are going to have their opinions of me regardless of what I do, whether it's true or not. if you have a good perception with people, you can get a long way. If you have a bad perception with people, then perhaps not, even though it may not be true. Reality, or what is the truth about the situation, can be totally different from a perception. Because people's opinions may be based on their biases, their ignorance, and so on. And this person was based on their ignorance, their biases, or maybe that's how what they learned or whatever. If I was schizophrenic, I know I wouldn't be able to talk on this broadcast about it in the way that I am right now or do the things that I've done, because I know the diagnosis of schizophrenia, how debilitating it is, and it's unfair for someone who actually have that diagnosis or delusional disorder to be portrayed in a negative light, or to and for the, by this person making allegations about my health that they are not either, they are usually, you know, the people who are doing this are not able to, because they're not experts on psychology. They don't know nothing. They're not a therapist. They're not a medical doctor. I would leave it to a psychiatrist to make diagnosis, or a psychologist. A licensed social worker could, but you don't go up to somebody and you hear something on the radio, or if you hear a look at somebody and say, oh, he's a schizophrenic. That's wrong. And that's defamation. And because of that, if it gets around like, oh, he's a schizophrenic, I have to file a lawsuit of defamation. Defamation character is not right. We don't go around defaming people or making allegations about something that they don't know about. If you don't know what you're talking about, or then you shouldn't be saying that, because you could get sued and you'll look like an idiot. If you're not educated enough, then don't be saying or calling me a schizophrenic. If you don't have a background or to learn about in psychology, you shouldn't be saying that. If you do, it's still not right, because even if you have a background, you don't go up to somebody and say they are schizophrenic. It has to be, you know, in order to know, you have to diagnose them directly. And there could be all kinds of reasons why somebody is saying something that isn't true. So maybe some bad day or something is going on. Could be alcoholism. Could be an injury. You don't know. We don't go by what they have because of that. I had some bad experiences, so I was diagnosed with a traumatic disorder from, well, if I lived on the street and I was a victim of crime numerous times or had some really bad experience, of course, that's environment. Anybody would be all have symptoms if you had environment. You had a gun against your head or something, then yeah, how can you not? That happens. That's an environmental situation. But as far as schizophrenia, it's more, you know, schizophrenia can also be caused by a trauma, which I realize people who suffer schizophrenia or break, whatever. I do know a little bit about it, but I would not call myself an expert. You leave it to a psychologist or an expert, and they have to diagnose directly. And the really good ones, a really good one would not be saying that, be calling people, making diagnosis on people without knowing all the facts, or just because you hear someone gossip or whatever. Well, anyway, there's a lot. But what I experienced is I came across people who are really nuts, or and that's a bad word to say, who are not well. So I don't know what to make of it. It was crazy. It was, you know, I don't deal with people like that. But unfortunately, in my life, I had the bad karma of dealing with people who were on the wrong side of the fence. They were not well, or criminals, or got some mental health issue. I don't deal with people like that. I don't want to be a try. People coming across me who are attracted to me who are criminals, con artists, drug dealers, dangerous people. I don't want that. I do not mention this, that perhaps people who I know in my SGI meetings, you know, or so, probably heard me online, or, you know, I hope that, the ones who I know, they talk to me directly. They don't come behind my back or whatever, you know. fair if you're a friend or if they know me directly, they come to me directly and say it around me. And these are the people who probably are making those false perceptions. I have had where people try to do me in because they don't like me trying to move on to do better. Those are people I stay away from. If you're trying to do better like me or trying to advance myself in an intellectual way or try to keep an open mind with things and try to expand horizons in the world itself, you don't be limited to a place or limited to the past or limited. You go beyond. And you don't hang around with people who are dangerous or sick in the head or who want to take you down. Those are negative people. Remember I said negative people, negative consequences. I don't hang around with people who are negative because negative people will always bring negative consequences. People would bring false perceptions who are idiots, stuck or whatever. That's the same thing. You don't hang around with people who are like that. Hang around with positive people because positive people bring positive consequences. That's how you learn. But it's basic common sense. You're going to hang around a good person or a well-balanced person or a stable person who's positive, then you're going to have more positive consequences, even though it's hard to do. I don't want to hang around a negative person. There's no way I can hang around some negative person or someone make false allegations about me or who want to steal from me or something. Those are criminals. Those are negative people. You don't want to hang around somebody who violates the law, who violate my boundaries, or et cetera. I'm just giving examples. Those are negative people. Negative consequences. That's not what I want to do with my life. But I had to constantly be reminded, it's a tough thing for me to always try to be positive. But I have to be truthful too. But the thing is that these negative people bring false perceptions. I don't want to deal with someone who makes a false perception of me. I don't want to deal with people who, you know, they're going to have their opinions anyway. They maybe even make it by just by what they really look when they look at me or make a perception of what they hear me say or what book I write, and they make a perception without talking to me or directly, then fine, that's going to happen. Because if I get in the music industry and I continue and I sell record, yes, or persona, that's what they're going to have, and I had to just let it be. But if it's made by someone who's not balanced, you know, enough, or who's not educated enough to know about diagnoses or that's defamation. I don't want to deal with that. You know, it's going to be a lot. You know, the negative consequences of dealing with people who are like these people that I mentioned. You get yourself get in trouble with the law enforcement. You know, a lawsuit or go to jail or lose something or get hurt. That's not what I want to do. That's basic common sense, isn't it? But I don't care what people think of me anyway. But I do care if it's spread with false allegations that have nothing to do with the reality of my situation. But I want to let you know that I'm going to be honest that, yeah, I, as I get older, I suffer health problems, but I'm very well, you know. But it's none of anybody's business what I do. It isn't none of anybody's business. It's none of my business it's none of my business what other people do. False perceptions can get people in trouble. Because if you go by a perception, a false perception, it could be by voting in an election, you think this person is right and this person turned out to be destroy the country. And, you know, we can pick somebody or we can believe something that isn't true. You make that choice. We all have choices. But I don't want to believe in somebody who makes false perceptions of me. That's not fair. So I wanted to just say that, yeah, I make a lot of complaints, and I have said things, and I put it on Twitter. I put it on a lot of things. but it has nothing to do, but being called a diagnosis or a mental health problem or whatever, that's false. That's not fair to me. Everybody, to some degree, have some problem, either physically or mentally, in their life, and I'm no exception. But to make an exception, to make a perception, that's what I meant, that's false, could get me or somebody in trouble. Because if it ain't true, being an idiot is not what it is. Know all the facts. So I be careful what I say. And because of false perceptions, I don't believe everything I hear, you know, in the media about something, unless it's like a media story. I would not go to necessarily National Enquirer to get information. I would go to ABC News because ABC News is more factual. Okay, that's what I meant. Then again, I with the National Enquirer, the perception is they give false allegations about celebrities, but that is not, well, you know, the stuff, the kind of stuff I would be into, but I'm just giving you that analysis. However, they could put something in there that is true. Maybe it is true about the National Enquirer. I don't know. But I would try to figure out what is telling me the truth and what isn't. Because perceptions, a lot of times, it's just someone's own opinion from their background and their biases, and sometimes, a lot of times, it has nothing to do with the truth about the individual that they're talking about or the situation that's going on. So be careful. Diagnosing me without being an expert is totally not cool. You got to be pretty much an idiot to do that. If you don't know what you're talking about, then why are you saying I'm calling me a schizophrenic or something that isn't true? If you are an expert, psychological expert, you have to be careful, especially if you don't know me or know someone else, know me directly. You don't know the whole story, do you? You know, because there is defamation. I don't think an expert would do that until they know all the facts. So it's really that simple. False perception is not good. But it happens. It's going to continue to happen. It has hurt a lot of people, particularly people who are really, really famous or who are in the political world. You know, people believed something that is totally not true. But it is what it is. Good day, good night, from Dove Night.